This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1500. What were you like at 15?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In today's episode, we reminisce about what it was like to be 15 in the US, learn phrases and questions to go one level deeper, to get to know someone and ask them about their past so that you can build the connections that you want in English.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Oh my gosh, I am excited to be here for episode 1500.
Yay!
Crazy, that is 1,500.
Guys, I cannot believe it's our, well, I mean, gosh, 1,500 episodes. Man. That's a lot of episodes, guys.
I know. We've been podcasting for a long time, but we're so excited because the truth is some of our listeners have been listening for, you know, for that long, for that many episodes.
Wow.
Around for 6 years listening to All Ears English. So, you know, today is to say thank you to you guys.
Yeah, with really.
Us. Yeah.
Yeah. We are so thankful to our listeners. Without you, we of course wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
It's a podcast. We are, you know, we feel very special and lucky to be able to have such loyal listeners. I mean, when I see on, you know, Instagram and things like that, people saying things like, oh, they've been listening for years or months or whatever it may be, whether you're an old listener or a new listener, we are happy to have you here and keep listening.
Oh, for sure, guys. You are awesome. And keep sending in your questions to us, right? Send your questions to lindsay@allearsenglish.com. I love seeing those emails, getting your questions, and we do our best to feature your questions on the show because this show is for you. It's not for us. It's for you.
Absolutely.
Before we get into the topic for today, the 15-related topic, what do we want to ask our listeners to do to celebrate this episode?
Yes, well, we got to keep it going. We got to make it, let's get to the next 1500, right? So if you love All Ears English and you are a loyal listener and we are so happy to have you, definitely think about someone that you'd like to share the show with. So someone who would really enjoy listening to our show, share it with them. Tell them about it.
Yes.
Talk to them about why it would be helpful for them or why they would enjoy it. I mean, Lindsay, how would you describe an All Ears English listener? Like, who do you think they should share this with?
Oh my gosh. It's students who see the positive side of life and who want to have more joy when you learn English, right? So guys, our slogan is connection, not perfection. If your goal, if your value is more about human relationships and connection than grammar, textbooks, classrooms, the traditional way, then invite them over to join us, right? That's that kind of person. Also someone who is very self-motivated, kind of a self-starter, right, Michelle?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Someone who really, really just wants to get things done. They're not just like waiting and hoping that things will happen that's good, that are good for them, right, with their English. So you were someone who, you know, wants to get, you know, get learning, enjoy it, have fun at the same time.
Exactly. It's like the difference between someone who goes after life or someone who waits for life to come to them. That person who waits for life to come to them is sitting in a classroom listening to a lecture from a teacher. But if you're an All Ears English listener, you know, you want to go after this yourself. You want to achieve that fluency on your own. You're going for it and you're excited and you're positive about it. That's an all
in. Absolutely. Yeah. I love it. Okay. So awesome. So Lindsay, I mean, gosh, how do we feel 1500 episodes in and where are we going in the future for the next 1500?
We're going to very exciting places.
Yes.
No, we've got big projects on tap here. We're looking to release the Android app in 2021. We want to involve more with AI like Alexa, right? So you guys can have All Ears English in your home more. Oh, so many exciting things, Michelle, are coming down the pipe. Yeah.
Excellent. So yeah, you guys can expect a lot more fun, a lot more education, just a lot more with technology, so many things going on. So okay, so let's just, I figured for 1500, we could just mention, what was episode 15, Lindsay?
Oh my gosh, good question. We have to go back and look at it. Guys, come back to All Ears English and type in 15, such a small number. And so this was an episode I did with my former co-host, and we were talking about how to bring native English speakers to you. And it was a Wisdom Wednesday. That was when we named each day of the week.
It's funny to think about like how the actual show has changed, you know?
Oh my gosh.
What kinds of things did we used to talk about? Yeah, maybe having a Wisdom Wednesday or named days or other things, and just, you know, adding on team members, having guests, all sorts of things, and how the show has changed in general. It's like thinking about like your child growing up, you know?
Oh, for sure. And the last thing I'm going to say about episode number 15 is that it was a 4-minute, 7-second episode.
Oh my gosh.
So our episodes actually back in the day, I like that expression.
Back in the day.
Listeners today, guys, write that down. Back in the day. That could mean any time in the past, really. It's flexible. Back in the day, we did like 5 to 10 minute episodes. Mm. They were very short, but I felt like we couldn't really get into as much depth as we wanted to.
Yeah. So yeah, guys, we get deep with our episodes now. They are much longer. So the episodes are longer. And yeah, I mean, gosh, we're just getting started and we're already longer than that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we've already passed the 4-minute mark. So we try to keep our episodes now to the 15-minute mark, more or less 15 minutes, because we know that's about the right amount of time for you guys. If you're walking somewhere, getting on the train to work, it's about the right amount of time. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So Lindsay, I also wanted to have a really fun talk. I was thinking about the number 15, about 1500. I was thinking, where can we go with this? And I thought we could talk to our listeners about what we were like at 15 and conversations about the number 15 and the age 15.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Oh, embarrassing a little bit, but I guess we can decide what we want to share selectively.
Yeah. So yeah, really selectively. So Lindsay, I mean, what were you like when you were 15?
I mean, I was a little less intelligent, I would say. I think I was a teenager. Teenagers don't have like a great sense of realism.
Yeah.
The one thing I remember about being 15 is that I hit a tree on skis.
Oh, really?
Yes. So I grew up skiing. I was a big skier from age 3, and I was skiing with my friend when I was 15. Wow. It was like a January Saturday, and I was following my friend. She was so fast. And I watched her, and then I went right into the woods and skied right into the tree.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. That's so scary.
Yeah. So I hit my head on the tree and then bounced my hip off the other tree. I don't know. Maybe there was some damage. I don't know. We'll find out. But yeah, that's the biggest thing I remember about being 15. What about you, Michelle?
Oh, wow. Well, nothing like that. But let's see. What was I like at 15? Oh, my gosh. Well, I was very into like boy bands, celebrities. I did a Instagram story a while back about this, like entertainment, and that was kind of me at 15. I did a lot of singing, a lot of theater.
Yeah, because you majored in theater in your bachelor's degree, right?
I did. So at 15, I was in high school, and I was, you know, with my theater crowd. And
interesting.
Kind of nerdy.
That's so fun. The theater crowd has to be a super fun crowd, though. There's always a theater crowd in every school, right? And it seems like they're fun. I don't know.
Oh, we had a blast. Yeah, no, I loved it. I loved it. So I was in high school probably thinking about my next steps already. So I guess if I was 17 when I went to college, I guess I was probably already thinking about, you know, what was I going to do next and where was I going to go to school and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Wow, cool. Yeah, the high school days, you know, we can't get them back. It's the same about high school and college. Anytime I would like call my parents and complain about my college campus or just complain about something about college life, they would say, you only have 4 years to be a college kid. It's a very special time. You know, you have your whole life to live in big cities and do different things, but enjoy the time because high school, you only have 4 years of it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny because at that time you think, wow, like that's so long, like what a big chunk. And then you're like, now you're like, I think for 4 years is nothing.
It's nothing. Yeah.
I've already been, we've been working together since for almost six, for, more than yeah, 4 years. For 6 years now.
More so than we've the been, time. Yeah. More than the college kid's career, college time spent in college. That's crazy.
Right. That's crazy.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
So, yeah, I mean, Lindsay, let's talk more about age 15. Are you still friends with any people you were friends with when you were 15?
Yeah, I would say there's one. So my best friend growing up, and she and I are still, you know, we're still friends. We're still connected. Our families are connected from our hometown. And I definitely will catch up with her multiple times a year. She has a family. I mean, but yeah, I value her friendship. And she was definitely my best friend at that time, for sure.
Yeah. I'm still friends with some people. I mean, actually, it's funny. Recently, I've started getting in touch with some, you know, some friends from college that I hadn't spoken to in a while. And like the other day, I sent one of my best theater friends from high school. Like we don't talk very frequently, but I sent him a happy birthday message. And, so there are people that I still keep in touch with. And then there are the people from outside of my high school, which are my two best friends. And, our families are friends. And so, there are a handful of people I still keep in touch with. So it's always nice to have those friends from that time of your life and you get together with them and you feel like a little kid again.
Oh, yeah. I would say that they really root you. They root you in your life. They give you that, this expression, like your foundation, you know, in the world.
It's who
to. It really matters in a sense. I know a lot of our listeners from different cultures may stay in the same hometown their whole life. So they're very much rooted and connected in that way.
Yeah, definitely. So I have another question that, and guys, so the purpose of this episode is we're talking about 15, but we're also giving you guys conversation questions. It doesn't have to be about 15 years old, right? But it can be about any age, right? Things that you can kind of ask people about maybe from their teenage years. Like for this one, if you're friends with someone, you could say something like, did you fight with your parents when you were 15, Lindsay? And over what?
Yes, I do. I did. I remember because I had a boyfriend who was older, a little older. I was a freshman in high school and he was a senior in high school.
Lindsay.
I know. And so I remember fighting with them because they didn't want me to go to the movies with him.
Yeah.
So that was a big blow up, right? A big blow up. Good vocabulary word for listeners. A big fight. Okay. That is what one thing that I fought with them over. What about you, Michelle?
I didn't have that exact situation, but there were a lot of, you know, you're at this weird age where you like feel like you're an adult and I don't know. I remember, I don't know if I was 15, but so in the house where I grew up most of my childhood, I remember we like right outside of my room. I remember there was outside of the window, there was the roof was, I could actually go out and sit on the roof.
Oh, that's cool. That's like in the movies.
I didn't sneak out, but I remember, you know, it's not safe to sit on the roof.
No.
And I remember once, like, I went out and I snuck out to sit on the roof with one of my friends, and my dad came in and he was not happy with us.
Oh, for
sure. And now
sure.
I'm thinking, like, oh my gosh, if I one day my son ever sat out on the roof, I'd be like, get off of that roof.
Yeah. I mean, it's physically, like I was saying in the beginning of the episode, when we're 15, we do stupid things physically. Yeah. Like, we don't have a sense of our mortality, I think. Yeah. I think that kicks in somewhere around like 30 or so. I'm not sure.
I don't think some people don't have it still.
Yeah. Yeah. We just take these huge physical risks and we just don't, it doesn't faze us.
Yeah. 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 I love it. I love it. Okay. Lindsay, do you have another question?
I mean, did you have any favorite shows or maybe movies at that time? It's hard for me to think back to that.
It's funny. You know, I think it's, and you know this about me, Lindsay, I'm a very nostalgic person. So unfortunately, in some ways, I'm still 15.
Okay.
Just because I like all the same stuff. Like, I'm always, I mean, obviously I love Friends. I mean, I still think that, I feel like all of these things are still new. So I'm always like, oh yeah, that show Friends. Have you seen it? Like, it's a new show.
Nah, I think a lot of people have moved past Friends, but not everyone. I mean,
no, now it's apparently it's cool again.
It's cool again? Who says?
Well, my husband works with a lot of kids and teenagers, and he says that it's cool again. But he said,
interesting,
because it was on Netflix.
I will say that there's something about Friends that's comforting, because, like, yes, for example, last Thanksgiving, I think I shared this on the show, I was at home with my parents at their home on the South Shore, and you know, there are all these, there's the news on, which was stressful because of Donald Trump, and there's all these like intense crime shows that we could watch. And then there's just Friends. Like, it's on TV. It's simple. It's straightforward. It's not going to embarrass me in front of my parents. And I liked having that on because it's just kind of tame. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even though there are some embarrassing parts. It depends. But yeah, no, I loved Friends. And I mean, Seinfeld, all the things that I still like today, Backstreet Boys.
I would say, like, I think Seinfeld comedy, guys, if you haven't watched Seinfeld, add that to your routine, your English learning routine. I think Seinfeld comedy might just hold up over time. I'm not sure about Friends, but Seinfeld, it may. It's really good. This is my opinion. It's good writing. You know, Seinfeld was a comedian. He's a good comedian.
Oh, well, he's the best. I love him too. I love both of those shows. Lindsay, what about you? What were some of your favorite shows or movies?
Oh my gosh. I don't even remember. I don't think I watched. So in high school, I don't even know, Michelle. I don't know what I watched on TV in high school. I know when I was young, I watched Saved by the Bell.
Oh, yeah.
And then in college, I guess we had a few shows, but I can't. Felicity was a show that was on. But in high school, it's kind of like a blank spot in my mind. I don't know. I have no answer.
I did an Instagram story a while back, and I think it was towards the end of November, where I talked about Saved by the Bell being one of my shows.
Yes, I love it.
Oh my gosh.
I love it.
Yeah. And then, all right, should we do one more?
Yeah, I like this question about what did you really want at 15? Because this one lets you get a little deeper with the person. You know, so if you're going to take today's episode and make use of it with your connections, you know, you're going to want to sit down and dig in and get to know someone, talk about your past. This next question would let you go one level deeper. So let's do that one, Michelle.
All right, Lindsay. So what is the question?
So what did you really want at 15? This is really interesting because it gets into the person's psychology.
Well, at 15, I was dying to drive. I mean, that's all I could think about. I remember I failed my first learner's permit test.
Oh, you did?
The written part. And I think I didn't know what a yield sign was. And I failed it. I was so heartbroken. And I remember I was so upset. And like, I remember my mom having to comfort me, saying, you know, at some point in time, this is just going to be a memory. And now, oh man, if I could be that age again and just be dealing with, you know, those kinds of things, that'd be great. But other than driving, I really wanted to be like a famous singer, famous actress, things like that. And my interest changed over time, but I still, you know, enjoy performing and things like that if I ever get a chance.
That's interesting. Yeah. I mean, for me, this is going to give our listeners a lot of insight. And this is the last one here before we finish up, guys, but it'll give us a lot of insight into American culture.
Yeah.
Because for me too, at 15 or I guess 16, what I wanted, I was the first among my friends to have a car and to drive because I was a year older than them in grade.
I was the last, yeah.
Okay, so the opposite experience. Yeah. I was the one with the car. I had an old Volvo and I wanted to drive everyone around. Like I wanted to be the one to go pick up all my friends, blast the music, drive around town. It was like my my ideal evening, my ideal Saturday night.
Yeah.
So guys, you could see a lot of teenagers' lives revolve around getting driving. That license at 16 and then you have this sense of control over your life in a way.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. It is. It's an amazing feeling. Very exciting. So
it's amazing. Yeah. So Michelle, what's the takeaway for today for our listeners? How should they use this episode?
Well, guys, if you're really like getting to know someone, I mean, maybe at these, I wouldn't say these are like necessarily small talk questions, right?
Right.
Although they could be in some ways, but they are really good conversation questions to have a conversation with somebody about what they were like as a teenager. I mean, people like to reminisce and talk about themselves at different ages. And I think the teenage years are especially fun because they're kind of embarrassing, kind of silly. And so it's fun to talk to people about them. So you can try out these questions with a friend and think about how you have changed, you know, over time since you were 15, and also how you've changed as an All Ears English listener. Like we were talking about our show, how have you changed as a listener since you started listening? And I mean, guys, even if you haven't listened to all 1500 episodes, definitely think about how you have changed as an All Ears English listener and since as a person since you've started listening, right? What's been going on in your life and what do you hope will happen soon?
Oh, that's a great question, Michelle. So guys, come back to the blog. Let us know how you've changed since you started listening to All Ears English and make use of today's episode. Use these phrases, the way we phrase the questions, to go one level deeper with someone. You know, when someone can share with you who they were in their teen years or their 20s, you can build that connection that we all want. And that's what we want you guys to have in English, okay?
So, awesome. And guys, remember to share All Ears English with a friend.
Yes, for sure. Okay, Michelle, thanks for hanging out today.
Here's to the next 1500.
All right, awesome. All right, see you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.